William Morrow and Harper Audio present Can't We Be Friends? A novel of Ella Fitzgerald and Marilyn Monroe by Eliza Knight and Denny S. Bryce. Performed by Karen Chilton and Carolyn Hewitt.
For Ella and Marilyn.
Friendships between women, as any woman will tell you, are built of a thousand small kindnesses, swapped back and forth and over again. Michelle Obama. Prologue. Ella. Los Angeles, California, 1972. Hit the high note, go for the C, then drop to the lower register and scat, beat up bop dad-doo-dee, zing. When I do that, I disappear into the rhythm. I don't think about what comes next. My body, my muscles, and my skin know what to expect. I don't need to do anything special. I only need to be in that moment, in that zone. You know how it feels to be perfect? The same goes for a musical note, a tempo, or a chord, a song that swings forever. Come on, girl, you've got this made in the shade. Melodies and lyrics play through my mind as effortlessly as my next breath. I am lost in the magic of sound and music, but I don't stay in my bubble as long as I'd like. A breeze stirs. The tangy smell of my imperial roses brushes the tip of my nose. I am in the backyard of my Beverly Hills home, sitting at the table on the patio in an iron chair with a red and white cushion beneath my bottom. It's a sizable cushion. I have a sizable bottom, but that's no never mind. I'm enjoying the flowers and the sunshine, but it's hot for April. The patio table's umbrella saves me from sunstroke, but not from the sweat on my forehead. Ella, do you want to do this out here? The sliding glass door opens, and Georgiana, my cousin, emerges. She's a colorful dresser in her long red vest, flowery blouse beneath, and navy blue slacks. Neither one of us are spring chickens. We're closing in on our mid-50s. But unlike me, Georgiana doesn't suffer from swollen ankles or such a roller coaster ride on the bathroom scale. She's steady as they come and twice as agile, carrying a serving tray with a large glass pitcher of iced tea, a couple of matching 12-ounce tumblers, and long-handled spoons. She loves the groovy swirl pitcher set she bought at Gimbel's, which she tells me repeatedly each time she pulls it out of the cabinet. But I'm more interested in how much sugar and lemon are on the tray and why she sliced the banana cake so thin. What's all this for? Don't act like you don't know, Georgiana snips. I told you about this interview 2 weeks ago. I knew about the interview. I just didn't want to do it. Interview? What kind of interview? Same kind you've done 1,000 times before. She places the tray on the table with a loud thud. I expect broken glass, but nothing shatters. I don't care how many interviews I've had. I never wanted to do a single one, I say, but am quickly resigned to my fate. Who's the interview for? What newspaper? Ms. Magazine. And I told you all this, Ella. Tell me again. My tone is harsher than I planned, which I can see by the shock in Georgiana's eyes. Pretty please, if you don't mind. This interview is different. It's not about you. Then why am I doing it? It's about Marilyn. My hand, which hovers over the banana cake, shakes. I lower it and glare at Georgiana, determined not to let on any
sample complete. Ready to continue?